Well, working with jazz musicians is I particularly like doing, but I think the very fact that I liked it and liked the music and therefore gradually liked their personalities as I met them was a big plus, because anytime you want to photograph or someone, it's great to really like your subject and have them like you. Makes it a little easier too. It was totally unconscious that I would establish a good rapport with them, because I would immediately want to talk to them and comfort them in a way that they didn't have. I wasn't a threat holding this big piece of ugly mechanical contraption up with a lens in it with a terrible sound, which most people are quite afraid of, even quite a big professional. Many movie stars don't like it. They get used to working in front of a motion picture camera. It's nothing for them. But to be sitting in front of a still camera, they hate it until they get a system or a way of mastering it so they know how to handle it. Anyway, so musicians are no different than all of us in that respect. And so what I learned to do gradually is always have the camera on my neck, sit close to them, talk to them for a long time, and essentially establish a rapport. And the moment we got that going, it was that feeling, they were much more relieved and I was much more relieved, and trust developed. And so I was able to get a lot of pictures that I think many other people might not have been able to get because of that. A lot of people, non-photography people, but just maybe jazz fans or music fans, have said when they looked at my pictures, how did you get so close to Sarah Vaughan? How did you get so close to Dizzy Gillespie to take those pictures? And as I said before, that was the reason. They got used to me, number one, they got used to my being there, and secondly, they trusted me. And I always said that I'm never going to take a bad picture of you or let any bad pictures be printed, that I believe in making people look as the best. I don't like pictures that show the ugly side of a person's behavior, which is usually is an off moment. Because I think almost everybody has some really great look to their face or some beauty that comes through. And I really believe that. So I think in believing that, it helps a lot in bringing out that beauty of even the most ordinary person.